The number of people watching World Cup TV is down. Ratings are in. We're happy to have with us this morning Ira Boudway, a reporter at Bloomberg. Ira, good morning. Welcome to the opening bell.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You've been writing a little bit about this. First of all, tell us how significant the drop in viewership is and why.
It's been about 44%, the decrease. And the biggest two reasons are the lack of the U.S. team. Didn't qualify this time around, which was a surprise to everybody. And the fact that the games are on in the morning. They're starting as early as 6 a.m. compared to afternoon and evening starts last time around in 2014 when it was in Brazil.
Any sense of how this compares to the international audience? Is it just folks in the U.S. that are watching it less, or are ratings down around the globe? Do you know?
I haven't seen data. I would expect that in most of the world it's comparable. It's been a pretty good games, but at least that I've seen, it's been competitive. Been a lot of goals, not a lot of 0-0 draws. And I don't think there's any reason to think that the interest in soccer has declined in the rest of the world. So I would imagine that they're not seeing declines like this. I mean, the only thing that may factor in is that everywhere now mobile viewing is the future, and the degree to which you can measure that and know the size of that audience may factor into sort of what the TV audience looks like. But I would say that you're not going to see what you're seeing here in the U.S. outside of here.
Does the recent announcement that the World Cup may be coming back to the U.S. or is coming back to the U.S., I'm guessing that's good news for companies like Fox, the folks that are broadcasting that, Telemundo, the sports on NBC. That's probably good news for them, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think, honestly, they can almost write this one off, because the way that it worked out is Fox and Telemundo, they bought the rights to 2018 and 2022, which is Qatar, together in one lump, and they took them away from Univision for Spanish language and from ESPN ABC for English, and then FIFA decided to move the World Cup in 2022 to the fall, which really changed things, because the fall is when you have a lot of sports programming already if you're Fox, and so Fox was not happy about that. And basically, to make it up to them, FIFA said, you guys can have a no-bid, very cheap 2026 World Cup as well. And so they didn't have to outbid anybody else for what probably will be a huge ratings bonanza, because there will be a bigger field, most likely. They're going to expand the number of matches for the 2026 World Cup, and it's going to be perfect, you know, in the U.S., hopefully with the U.S. team qualifying and with the massive interest in this part of the world. So I think they will make it all up on that back end, and that's probably what they're counting on.
Ira, every once in a while you hear people say, well, soccer is really growing in popularity in the United States. Lots of folks, they say, are switching over to that as their sport of choice, but the ratings don't bear that out. I mean, are people watching this at all, and would that be a fair assessment or no?
I mean, they're still drawing. I mean, Fox and Telemundo will both tell you, look, we won the week. You know, Fox beat ESPN for a week. Fox Sports won. Their cable sports network beat ESPN for the week, which was an accomplishment for them. For Telemundo, this kind of on the map versus Univision, and certainly among the Spanish-speaking population, there's strong interest. I think the time zone thing is not to be underestimated. I mean, when the World Cup was in Korea, you know, the audiences were tiny because it was on in the, you know, early morning. And so people have to be at work. It just changes the whole dynamic. So I don't know how much this is a referendum on how much people care about soccer in the United States. But, it is true that if the U.S. team isn't playing, the interest is just not the same. So for people in the U.S., at least when it comes to the World Cup, we're interested in soccer mainly when it's a sort of patriotic event. There isn't just a sort of broad, deep interest in any World Cup match here that you might find in other parts of the world.
How big of a deal was Mexico's success recently in driving up ratings, do you think?
Well, that was for Telemundo, actually. That match beat the... So we looked at, when we say 44% down, that's Nielsen ratings for the first 16 matches, which is sort of round one. And in that first 16, the Telemundo audience for the Mexico match, their first match, beat Mexico's first match on Univision last time around. So they actually had a higher peak. And Mexico, the farther they go, the bigger that is for Telemundo. That's really the main driver for them. And in a way, you know, I don't know if for the English-speaking audience that will be big. I mean, it was sort of that game and the Brazil game in the first round were the two biggest draws with about 4 million each in viewers. And those two for Fox, you know, were about equal. So Mexico's a big draw for English speakers as well. And both networks have tried really hard this time around to go after bilingual viewers. They both have hired a lot of former Univision announcers, and they're both trying to, you know, compete for fans who want to watch Mexico. So that's important, especially to Telemundo, and I'll be curious to see how big a draw Mexico can be for Fox going forward.
Is there anything that these two companies could have done better or could do better to better promote and market their coverage? Is there a failure in that area, or is it just what we've been talking about?
The only thing is, there's some notion that Fox kind of punted on the coverage this time around. They're calling some of the matches remotely. They only sent two teams of announcers to Russia, and the other matches are, there's somebody in a studio here in the U.S. You know, they're watching the same feed you are and calling the match, which, you know, you could argue no one would notice if they didn't know, but it certainly says something about what they want to invest in this. So, you know, they might have been able to do more, but they also, I think, are trying to cut costs this time around. And they didn't hire necessarily, they did go after a lot of the Univision crowd to try to get bilingual audience. They did not necessarily hire a lot of the biggest, most famous voices in soccer. The Fox decided to go with a very American cast, which is definitely, you know, a choice, and they said it's because that's the way they like to cover it. But the most famous names in soccer announcing usually are Brits, so they did not pony up for guys like Martin Tyler, who can be quite expensive.
You mentioned earlier the difficulty sometimes in gauging the streaming, the streaming audience. Can Nielsen do more in this area? I know this is that we have the same conversation about the time of the Olympics as well. Lots of different screens people are watching. They need to perfect this a little bit more, I'm guessing.
Yeah, so they've tried. The numbers that we have from 2014 versus 2018 are not exactly apples to apples. It's the same, you know, column in the spreadsheet as 2014 that we're comparing, but they have added some to their sort of survey group. They've added a batch of people that are supposed to meant to help them capture streaming viewers. And they have new metrics that they offer networks and advertisers, both around streaming viewers and around out-of-home viewers, which is a pretty big deal for sporting events like this. You know, people gathering in bars. That was something that ESPN has made a big fuss about over the years. We want to know who's watching Monday Night Football out with their friends. And Fox said that, you know, those returns are a little slower to come in from Nielsen, but they told us that they've been pleased with what they've seen from out-of-home viewership. So it's definitely the case that it's much harder to get a real total audience number now with all the sort of various ways that people can watch, and networks will tell you that, you know, this isn't really capturing the true audience. But Nielsen has taken steps to try to do that. And even when you do look at what Telemundo is calling its total audience number for this time around, it's still pretty sharply down from 2014.
Ira, we appreciate being with us this morning. Thanks for the analysis.
Thank you for having me on.
Ira Budway, the reporter at Bloomberg, World Cup ratings down 44%. From 2014 in the U.S.